Unit 3. Page 108. Listening. Exercise addiction. We often talk about the importance of regular exercising for our health. It turns out that although exercising is good, sometimes it is too much of a good thing. With us in the studio is Dr. Eileen Gold. Dr. Gold, why is it important not to exercise too much?
Exercise is generally a healthy behaviour that develops wellness. However, some individuals become addicted to physical activity. They engage in compulsive, excessive exercise that is extreme in frequency, which is both psychologically and physiologically harmful. Exercise becomes the most important priority in the excessive exerciser's life. All other obligations and responsibilities, such as families, careers, and social engagements, suffer. This addiction is referred to by a variety of names, such as exercise dependence or exercise addiction.
How can you tell if someone is addicted to exercise?
People show signs of addiction if they always follow the same exercise pattern. If they exercise more than 2 hours every day, even if they are sick or have other obligations, and if they give up many enjoyable things because they don't want to skip exercising. These people may miss work, school, and other obligations because of their rigid exercise schedule. It is clear that exercising while being sick or injured can cause serious damage to a person's health.
What may cause this addiction?
There doesn't seem to be one specific cause. Many young people overexercise to control their body weight. They are so worried about their weight that they feel terribly guilty if they don't exercise. Others need to be in control, and exercising on a regular and strict schedule gives them a feeling that they control their lives. They are afraid that if they skip exercising, they will lose control.
What can be done to prevent exercise addiction?
We all agree that exercising is very healthy, but it has to be done in moderation. This means that you should make exercising part of your routine, but it cannot be the most important part of your life. You should make sure that exercising doesn't interfere with your other obligations.
When someone knows he is addicted to exercising, what can be done to help him overcome this addiction?
It is often very hard to overcome an addiction on your own. It is important to get professional help. Doctors and psychologists will have the tools and experience to help people overcome their exercise dependence. They might be able to tell why a certain person has become addicted and then offer advice. However, I have to admit that not enough research has been done about what causes exercise dependence, and experts are still looking for explanations.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gold, for this interview. I guess the most important lesson we learned here is that whatever activity we choose to do, even if it benefits our health, needs to be done in moderation.